The U.S. dollar extended its weekly rebound overnight, gaining ground against the euro and particularly the pound, propelling the dollar index above 99 for the first time in 7 days. This strength was amplified by softer-than-expected U.K. September inflation data, which held headline CPI steady at 3.8% year-over-year, below the 4% forecast, while core CPI eased to 3.5%, 0.2 points shy of estimates, fueling bets for 22 basis points of Bank of England easing by year-end and dragging the pound lower. The euro also faced headwinds, with euro dollar dipping into an 8-day low amid dimming hopes for a Ukraine-Russia breakthrough after President Trump dismissed potential meeting with Putin as potentially wasted. Yet Trump struck an optimistic note on trade, forecasting a good deal from his upcoming Xi Jinping summit and rallying Senate Republicans amid the ongoing U.S. government shutdown. Meanwhile, Euro-Swiss's streak of 6 declining daily lows appears poised to break, rebounding from a 2025 trough, buoyed by UBS's assessment that the Swiss National Bank is likely intervening to curb franc appreciation. The bank flagged elevated risk of such action, skewing upside risks for the cross. SNB Chairman Martin Schlegel echoed this vigilance overnight, projecting a modest uptick in Swiss inflation over coming quarters, but warning that U.S. tariffs on pharmaceuticals could heighten economic downside risks amid persistent uncertainties, vowing policy adjustments as needed. With a light data calendar ahead, attention lingers on Friday's U.S. CPI report, alongside anticipated remarks from ECB's Guindos and Lagarde. That's all for now.